White. Chicago, Illinois, January 28, 1875. Journey to California. Dear Willie, we are now on board the palace car. Have good berths secured in the center of the car. We all found good lodgings at Wilbur, Salisbury's. They are usually well. Father heard some men talking in regard to the fare to California, that they got tickets from Boston cheaper for signing a paper that they had a time ticket, that is, do not stop off. We got our tickets for California for $106 from Chicago. We are all feeling quite well this morning. There are some things we will think of and talk in regard to while on the cars and write our decision. Mary is cheerful and feeling all right. We hope that you and Lucinda will not overdo, for we want Anna and Lucinda and Willie to enjoy the trip when you come. Lucinda, I fear the linen for the bosoms of the shirts are in the trunk. If so, buy good bosoms at Salisbury's. Tell Lucinda if Salisbury has pieces of farmer's satin, or soft broadcloth, or bright pieces of flannel, reserve for me. I want to make lounge pillow and chair cushions. Don't forget this. Tell this at once to Brother Salisbury, and let him be saving them for me. I have very nice canned fruit at Sister Lockwood's that I bought of Sister Bell. Let it stay there for the present until I decide what shall be done with it. Willie's shirt pattern was in an envelope when Willie's shirts were out at Sister Gaskell's. Please find the pattern or get a new one cut that will fit all right. My papers at Brother Gaskell's on the shelves had better be put in a trunk and preserved for me to examine. The papers of mine in the garret must be put in a box and nailed up so that children will not meddle with them. The fruit prepared for Aunt Harriet I wish could be increased. See if Sister Hill has dried peaches to sell, or cherries. If so, add to the box I put some things in. If a few cans put up in glass could be exchanged for tin cans, put them in the box. Love to all.